Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
This is Don Fluckinger, and on the line today we have Michael Archuleta, Director of IT at Mount San Rafael Hospital in Trinidad, Colorado. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Well, we'll be talking about the ONC's certified EHR technology standards. And I guess to begin, briefly describe for our listeners Mount San Rafael Hospital and the extent of its network that you're managing.
Mount San Rafael Hospital is a 25-bed critical access hospital located in Trinidad, Colorado. My department consists of 5 total members. I feel confident in saying that our department has been successful in all the projects we have implemented, with technology improvements for overall improved patient care being our main priority. When I first began working for Mount San Rafael Hospital, we had basic Netgear switches, an old PBX phone system, 4 servers, and an outdated healthcare management system. Our overall infrastructure was extremely outdated and required much needed improvement. During my time as IT director, I redesigned the overall infrastructure from new networking switches, upgrading to 20 servers, and implementing a new EHR infrastructure. Additionally, I installed a new voice over IP phone system that fully utilizes SIP, which stands for Session Initiation Protocol Technology, to reduce costs for long-distance phone calls and to bring caller ID to the organization for the first time ever. Looking forward at the future with new advanced infrastructure, I've been able to implement several advanced interfaces which place our organization in a position to be recognized as one of the first critical access hospitals in the state of Colorado to connect to the Health Information Exchange. The network I'm managing for critical access hospitals is extremely advanced, and we have implemented very high-tech applications which have allowed our organization to stand out. Overall, I'm very proud of the improvements we have been successful initiating to order to improve overall patient care for Mount San Rafael Hospital.
Well, and part of that upgrade to your IT system involved a rip and replace of your EHR system between Meaningful Use Stage 1 and Stage 2. Tell me a little bit about that story and how it's working out for you.
Sure. So our current vendor is MedHouse. What happened is basically we had an old legacy healthcare management system. This old legacy healthcare management system started from, it controlled our patient accounting, our materials management, our general ledger. I mean, this application, this piece of hardware and software controlled the overall full applications for the organization. So moving forward, we were looking at specific vendors, but since we've had so much money invested into MedHouse, we decided to stay with the organization. Also, what was very important is we were doing the planning, the assessment. We also found out that, of course, MedHouse was 2014 certified. So on January 1st, 2014, which basically was a 21-hour project that I did myself, this particular upgrade required a lot of preparation in order to have an overall successful upgrade. We started from the overall hardware analysis to the software analysis to kind of determine where do we stand with implementing this new technology, this new 2014 certified EHR. So we had to decommission the old legacy healthcare management system, get a full new infrastructure in place, full new server software from the operating system to the updated 2014 certified EHR software needed to meet the specific requirements. We move forward. We had the project done, as I stated, at least the software portion and getting it updated was a 21-hour project that I took initiative to actually do. And the EHR, we went live March 31st of 2014. We are definitely working out some specific workflow issues, but overall, I think it's been a successful project. We had, when we did, as I stated, our analysis for the organization, we measured our hardware, measured our specific resources, and our current infrastructure. We had an actual 20% chance of actually going live March 31st. So basically, my team and I, we really accomplished an impossible task, made it a possible task, which was a massive improvement for the organization, and we're very, very proud of that accomplishment as well, too.
Moving forward, understanding what kind of a task it was to rip and replace a legacy system and upgrade to a 2014 certified system, how are you feeling about the fact that ONC is moving to a yearly standards upgrade starting in 2015 that's really decoupled from, you know, meaningful use?
Sure. You know, of course, I do see their point of view. Improvement is always our main focus, especially when it comes to patient care. But, of course, we stand in a unique situation since we are a critical access hospital in a rural community. It is very difficult to obtain resources here at this organization, and it is also very difficult to obtain full funding for specific projects. We can't really compare ourselves to the big metropolitan organizations that basically have a little bit more funding than these smaller rural communities. And moving forward as well, too, is we have to basically hit every specific objective just like any other organization out there. So working in a rural community, in a critical access hospital, with little resources, plus making items which are impossible possible, has been a great task. But moving forward, I think if we keep focus on the current path we are going, especially our main focus is the overall technology improvements here at Mount San Rafael, I really think moving forward with all these ONC upgrades once a year, we can definitely hit them and make sure that everything is situated for upgrades.
Yeah, supposedly the standards, you know, between meaningful use stages are going to be voluntary, but ONC folks have said that that's voluntary for meaningful use, the 2015 standards, for example, but CMS may tie PQRS or some of their other bonus, you know, or reimbursement, you know, incentive programs to these, quote, voluntary standards. So, but it sounds like you are okay with following along with those incremental upgrades if your administration finds it worthwhile to pursue.
I think if our administration team and we basically, you know, determine if it is worthwhile to actually do and if the specific funds are budgeted out correctly, I really think we can move forward with these specific upgrades. Of course, you know, any type of incentive will always make an organization want to try to accomplish those objectives to receive those incentives. But of course, too, we have to measure, well, how much is this actual project going to cost the organization, you know, minus the incentives? So we can come even, what specific benefits come with these upgrades. So we really need to kind of determine what the benefits are, what the actual costs are, and what the current PQRS incentives will actually be for an organization.
Right, right, right. So if I'm hearing you right, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like 2015 standards, voluntary or pseudo-voluntary, sounds like they're of a smaller scale and you think they're feasible, and especially since you did a rip and replace and you have more faith in your current EHR vendor than the legacy vendor that ran your old EHR, that it sounds like it's doable. Am I hearing you right?
It is doable. That is correct.
Yeah. And you're not really necessarily worried about the costs because you've already upgraded your infrastructure this year, and you did the big bang this year, so next year the bang won't be nearly as big.
That is correct.
Yeah, okay. And I guess my last question would be, are you confident that you're going to make meaningful use stage two? And when will that be? Next year then?
Well, as you figure, this year we recently implemented our EHR. So we went live March 31st of 2014. So we started our 90 days April 1. This project, as I stated, has been a very high-paced project. So moving forward with Stage 1 MU, we have 2 years that we need to run the attestation for.
Got it.
So following those 2 years, then we will start moving forward to going to capture Stage 2.
So that's in 2016. And it must feel pretty good being in that position, because then you can sort of get some best practices from more early adopters of Stage 2.
That's absolutely right. We definitely want to resource any type of organizations that are currently running Stage 2 and kind of determine what their deficiencies were. So when we're ready for Stage 2, then we can basically learn and not reinvent the wheel again as well, too. But I just really feel very confident, since we've done a lot of improvements to the overall infrastructure. Current EHR, we have all certified products. I think we can definitely accomplish that if the specific workflow is correctly in place and everyone is participating, because meaningful use is a team effort. And if you do not have the specific team in place to run through the specific workflow process, then you'll be unsuccessful.
Excellent. Well, this has been a very informative discussion. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate all your help.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.